Brother and sister, there are requests for Surah Fatiha for Marhuma Noor Bano Jeevan Khoja, who is mother of Brother Hussain Khoja, and also for Fida Hussain, Jivraj Khoja, Hussain Ali Muhammad Ali Peer Bhai, Fatima Bhai Jivraj, and Naseem Bano Sadiq Ali Khoja, and Ms. Dilshad Yusuf Ali Moriwala. Please recite for all these marhumin and your own marhumin is Surah Fatiha ma'as salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Please say another salawat all together. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Was salatu was salamu ala Rasulihil Kareem. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعوام حجة ابن الحسن حجة ابن الحسن الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال مولانا علي بن الحسين زين العابدين في دعائه: إلهي إن نقلت إن أنا نقلت على مثل حالي إلى قبر لم أمهده لرقدتي ولم أفرشه بالعمل الصالح لضجعتي، وما لي لا أبكي ولا أدري إلى ما يكون مصيري، وأرى نفسي تخادعني وأيامي تخاتلني، وقد خفقت عند رأسي أجنحة الموت، وما لي لا أبكي أبكي لخروج نفسي، أبكي لظلمة قبري، أبكي لضيق لحدي، أبكي لسؤال منكر ونكير إياي، أبكي لخروجي من قبري عريانا دليلا حاملا ثقلي على ظهري. لسه صلوات ونور. صلى على محمد وآل محمد. In the beginning, I would like to say condolences to all Mu'minin Mu'minat for the day of demise, according to one of the narration, demise of uncle of the Prophet, Hazrat Abu Talib alayhi salatu was salam. And also I would like to say condolences to the family of Brother Khoja, Brother Hussain Khoja, and rest of their family for the demise of their mother. Mother is the root of whole family. And the loss of mother, of course, for everybody, it is a greater loss. We say condolences, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah place her with Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Especially as this is holy month of Ramadan. And month of Ramadan, it's month for being guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anybody who died during the holy month of Ramadan, That means the person has died as a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person will be included, and mu'min will be included in the mercy and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month. For the soul of this marhuma, please say another salawat ma'az. Just remind ourselves during this month, because today we are having a majlis for a marhuma. Remind myself and remind all of you, I would like to go through parts of this dua, dua Abu Hamza Tumali, in order to learn that how Imam Ali Salam used to spend this month. This month is not only spending during the days in some sort of fasts and not eating and drinking, but this month is month of Irfan, month of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are three important steps during this month. One step that we need to take care of ahkam, laws and obligations of during this month. So this month has many rulings. There are many important obligations during this month that we need to do. Beside those obligations, there are many manners during this month. And those manners you can read in Mafatih, in books of du'as of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. See that how they used to spend this month. Even when they start their suhoor, how they used to start their suhoor. How they used to spend their nights. When they come close to iftar, how they used to do iftar. Every part of life is a great lesson for all of us, brothers and sisters. Month of Ramadan is a month when we need to remind ourselves about the day when we will leave this world, the day of our departure. But reminder, it has to be a reminder of Imam Ali Salam. If we like to remind ourselves with our words, then it will be different. But those personality who see the death and who see beyond this world, who can see the barzakh, when they remind, their reminder is totally different. Because reminder has to be by the person who has knowledge about the death, who knows closely what it is death. And what are the difficult times of the death. That's why in this dua that I would recommend, brothers and sisters, I always recommend at least sometimes during the month. A night has to spend that you read this dua. And if brothers and sisters, they cannot read whole dua, not necessary, you know, you are all busy. And that is difficult that after going from the program, you may not have time to spend with this dua. But at least we can make it in partial, you know, divide it in different days. Read pages of that. One page one day and second page other day. So that is how you can divide that during the months of holy month Ramadan. Imam al-Islam Islam, when he reminds about this time of departure, he says that in ana nuqiltu ala mithali, when everybody looks upon himself or herself, that if I depart at the moment, at this moment where I am, whatever situation I am, by sitting in this place, or for example whenever you sit during the night or day, and think about yourself, that if I depart right now, am I ready? Is my place ready? Is my grave ready? Is my other world is being ready to welcome myself? In ana nuqiltu, nuqilt, naql, that means a transition from this world to the other world. If I am being transited in this situation, ala mithli hali, as the situation is mine, if I leave this world and depart from this world, what is going to happen? Imam says, Lam umahhidhu li raqdati. I'm not prepared that I can start another world, and I can sleep in a bed that is a different type of the bed. وَلَمْ أَفْرُشْهُ بِالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ لِطَجْعَتِي. You know, in this world we sleep on the comforts, on very nice bed. But in other world, the bed, it's going to be prepared. So you have to give to the manufacturer. He has to prepare your bed. Your comfort has to be prepared in the other world. What is that it prepares the bed of the other world? How the seating of the other world is going to be prepared? How our comfort is going to be prepared in the other world? That is what Imam has said. وَلَمْ أَفْرُشْهُ بِالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. I have not prepared my bed yet with the amali salih. That means amali salih prepares that bed. That when you enter over there, everything is ready. It's amali salih that is going to enter into your grave. لِوَجْعَتِي. You know, during the night we take a rest, we sleep, and we lay down. If I like to lay down in the grave, is it ready for me? Is my bed is being prepared for that? I have not prepared for that. وَمَا لِيلَ أَبْكِي. What is that I should not weep? That means sometimes just to remember the death, just to remember that somebody needs to weep. That is one of the best reasons, brothers and sisters, to weep. Unfortunately, this world, it makes us sleep in a deep sleep that even we do not like to remember. We do not think that we are going to leave this world. Why I have to weep even? Weeping is totally different. Even it does not shake me. Remembrance of death, even it does not make me any difference. Color of my face does not change. I do not even open eyes when I remember death. Sometimes I am totally heedless. A total sleep. Imam says, مَا لِيلَ أَبْكِي. Why I don't have to weep? So that means it brings the weeping. It makes the person that he has to cry. But when you are in a deep sleep, then even something is being said to you that is not going to change your situation. It's not going to change your circumstances. It is not going to make you weep. A fear has to come, but a fear comes when you understand something, when you know about the circumstances of the death. Because Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam know Ali ibn Husayn Zainul Abideen alayhi salatu wasalam, knows about the difficulty of the death. That is why he says, Ma li la abki. Ma li la abki. He says many times about that. What it's that what he says, Ma li la abki la adri إِلَىٰ مَا يَكُونُ مَصِيرِ. I do not know where I am going to head towards, where I am going to take on towards, what type of grave is going to be given. I do not know how my death is going to happen. I do not know anything about my destination. Does anybody knows that when he's going to die? Anybody knows that what circumstances I'm going to die? In aeroplane, in a ship, in a car, for example, my body is going to remain or not? How my body is going to be taken? I'm going to be in the hands of Muslims or I'm going to be in the hands of kuffar? Is there anybody who's going to perform my salat janaza, or nobody's going to perform my salat janaza? I'm going to be buried without any dua. Or somebody is going to recite any dua. I'm going to die during the day or night. I'm going to have a final time that I can do tawbah? Will I be able to do any istighfar at that time? I'm going to give any respite at the time when I'm going to leave? All these things are the questions. That means I do not know how I'm going to die. So that must make me weep. Oh Allah, when I like to leave, I would like to leave with the faith. Don't take me without faith. Maybe sometime I'm in a situation, I'm committing a sin, at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angel, Israel, go and take his soul at this time. He did not leave committing the sin in all his life. I gave many, many respites. I gave many times that I, day and nights. But he never leave committing sins. He continues committing sins. Now is the time. Take him while he's committing the sin. And if somebody leaves this world committing sin, brothers and sisters, there is no chance that tawbah can be accepted. That is why something that we do not know, we have to weep. Allah, take me from this world while I am obedient to you. Leaving this world in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really important. Leaving with the faith. Sometime we need to ask Allah, when I leave, I have to be surrounded by the mu'mineen. Take my soul while I'm surrounded by the mu'mineen. They have to take my body in their hands. They have to give me ghusl and kafan. I should not be in the hands of kuffar. Then we should ask, Allah, provide me best of the grave. The period then when you like to take my soul, it has to be best of the period. You know, as the month of Ramadan, as the day of Jum'ah, for example. It is said, this person who is going to die on the day of Jum'ah, he will be resurrected with shuhada. But how about when a person died in the form of being guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is greatest time. So Imam says, La adri ila ma yakunu masiri. I do not know how my death is going to happen. Wa ara nafsi tukhati'uni wa ayyami tukhatiluni. At the same time, when I remember that, my nafs, this nafs-i ammara, is deceiving me. It says that you have to forget that. Don't remember the time of death. Why? You are still healthy. There is no problem with you. Do you think only the sick people, they leave this world? Do you think only those people depart who become sick? Really? No. Many people just healthy, in a moment everything is going to be changed. Very healthy people, they depart from this world. But this nafs-i ammara, it says to you, sofa, sofa, not today, tomorrow. Leave it up to tomorrow. You are still young. You are youth. Why? You have to think about death. That means only old people, they leave this world. I have changed my belief even? No. Many youth, they depart from this world. Many young people, they leave this world. An old person, that may start thinking, it's not time yet. So that is deception of this soul. This nafs-i ammara, that is how it deceives. Not today, tomorrow. Still, you have time. Brothers and sisters, beware of deceptions of this nafs ammara. That Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says, tukhadiluni, it is taking me in a state that I should not remember. By reciting du'as of Aimma alayhum salam, sometimes we need to remind ourselves. This month is month of reminder. Please say salawat. The moments that Imam is reminding himself, these are the moments. I will just translate that. Abki waqad khafaftu قد خفقت عند رأسي أجنحة الموت. I'm in a situation that the death and angels of death are on my body, and they would like to take, think that if they are around me, if Israel is around me, and he wants to take my soul from my body. فما لي أبكي أبكي لخروج نفسي. This taking the soul, it is narrated by some of the ulama and Aimma alayhim salam in a hadith. How soul is going to be taken? Soul of a mu'min, soul of munafiq and kafir, it's been said it's going to be different. A mu'min's soul is going to be taken, that angel of the death is going to come with some flowers of paradise, a fragrance of paradise, and he will have smell of the paradise. And that person will be asked, should you leave this world or would you like to stay in this world? A mu'min will become aashiq. He would love to leave this world. He would love to leave with this fragrance. A smell is going to take us from this world. Although departure of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is totally different. It is said that from Aimma alayhi salam, even angel of the death asks permission. Can I take your soul? Would you like to leave this world? Other people, they are going to be taken, that they will smell the fragrance of the other world. But how about munafiq? A hypocrite, a kafir. When their death is going to reach, it is said that angel of the death will start taking the soul from every part of the body. Every part of the body. Once one part of the body is going to die, then second part of the body. Pain of taking the soul, it is going to be felt. And it reaches up to the point of the knees. That when one rubs the knees with the pain of taking the soul, that is why Imam al-Islam remembers that time. Remind himself, Abki lekhuruj nafsi, when my soul is going to be taken out. Why? He has to weep. He has to weep that it should not be taken that I am not in faith. I'm not in a situation that I'm obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we do not know. No one knows the status when our death is going to happen. Yes, many people, they think, I am believer in Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And those who believe in Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, it is said, مَمْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ مَاتَ شَهِيدًا. Please say salawat. That if anybody dies with the love Ahlul Bayt of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that person will die with the death of martyrdom. But how about our knowledge? Do we have that knowledge that I'm going to die with the love? Who knows about that? That is guarantee. It is guarantee of the Prophet that if anybody dies with this status, is going to die with the shahadat. It is correct. That is true. But do we really know that we are going to die ala hubbi al Muhammad? Please say another salawat. That is what we need to weep. We should not weep that I am lover of Ahlul Bayt Ramus Salam, and no one weeps. Look at Ahlul Bayt Ramus Salam, character of Ahlul Bayt Ramus Salam. During the nights of Ramadan, holy month of Ramadan, at the time of suhoor, Imam does not prepare himself for the best of suhoor, but best of food, but his food is weeping. His food is remembering the time of death. Brothers and sisters, holy month of Ramadan is one of the great period that one can change himself. One can change herself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared this month, has provided a total atmosphere to the mu'mini. There are greatest rewards for this month. Holy month of Ramadan has five important awards that have been said in the hadith of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In order to understand what is the value of this month, in order to understand where we are, what state we are going through, in order to understand the value of our fasting, let us read the wording of that true personality, a personality who is Sadiq al-Amin. Prophet has said, أُعْتِيَتْ أُمَّتِي فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ خَمْسًا لَمْ يُعْتِهِنَّ أُمَّةً قَبْلِي. My followers and my ummah is being gifted five things that none of the ummah in the past has been gifted. So that is special and significant for mu'mineen, the followers of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Those who obey the sunnah of the Prophet. These are the five things that are being given during the holy month of Ramadan. أَمَّا الْوَاحِدَةِ. First blessing of this month, first award of this month for Ummah of the Prophet. فَإِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِلَيْهِمْ. When it's first night of holy month of Ramadan, first night of holy month of Ramadan, that is why it is said that is very, very important night. When it comes first night of holy month of Ramadan, نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks upon Ummat of the Prophet, peace be upon him. وَمَنْ نَظَّرَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ لَمْ يُعَذِّبْهُ أَبَدًا. And if Allah looks just once, a one glance, one look at Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the mu'mineen, it is going to change, that there is no punishment. After that, there is no adab for this person. That person is going to live in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it depends that if I am from the ummah of the Prophet, I am really the follower of the Prophet, peace be upon him, I will be looked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please say salawat. Amma thaniya. Second is for the time of iftar and after the time of iftar. It is said the time of iftar of mu'min is really important time. فَإِنَّ خُلُوفَ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ هِينَ يَمْسُونَ عِنْدَ أَزَّ وَجَلْ أَطْيَبُ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. Their breath after iftar, it becomes in the evening with a fragrance. It becomes beautiful fragrance as the smell of paradise. It changes like smell of the paradise. Because of fasting during the day, a mu'min when he becomes obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a day, just a day is really important. Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam has said, that if anybody spends a day in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that day becomes day of Eid. It becomes day of celebration. Eid is not only Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha. In the life of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim, every day is day of Eid. Like the personality of the father of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Abu Talib alayhi salatu was salam. The one who provided refuge to the Prophet, peace be upon him. It said in the Quran that when we found you as an orphan, we provided you a'ila. We provided you a surplus. We provided you a refuge, a guardian. And everybody knows that after the death of the father of Prophet, peace be upon him, there is possibility it was before the birth of Prophet or after the birth of Prophet. But in both cases, Hazrat Abu Talib was the one who provided the guardianship to the Prophet, peace be upon him. He was the one who was looking after Prophet, peace be upon him, in every place. Sometimes when it was hardship in the city of Makkah, he provided refuge to the Prophet in Shi'b Abi Talib. That place was place of Abu Talib. He took him to that land. He made a camp for Muslimin. So Muslims live in the camp of Abu Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. A camp was camp of Abu Talib, where Prophet was feeling the peace. Abu Talib is the one who provided peace to the Prophet and all the Muslims at that time. He is the personality who asked from his children, the Bani and the founder of the first prayer, first Jama'at in Islam, that is Abu Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Please say salawat. It is said that he calls his children, "Oh my dear children, come and stand behind Prophet, peace be upon him. Perform prayer, looking after Prophet, peace be upon him, protecting him." The one who became just as a guard of Prophet, peace be upon him. When people came objecting upon Prophet, peace be upon him, when people, they became as enemy, he announced in the city of Medina, if anybody is enemy of the Prophet, should take me as enemy. I will be enemy for them. I will protect him. Brothers and sisters, that is personality of Abu Talib. Third important blessing of holy month of Ramadan, amma thalithatu fa innal malaikata يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لَهُمْ فِي لَيْلِهِمْ وَنَهَارِهِمْ. That surely angels, during the days and nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed the angels. O people, those who fast, especially the youth, think about that. During the days and nights, you don't need to do istighfar even. Angels are appointed. They ask, اللهم اغفر لهم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم اغفر للصائمين. All these people who are fasting, forgive them. And you know, dua of angels is accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is third blessing and third award for Ummah of the Prophet. Fourth, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَأْمُرُ جَنَّتَهُ أَنِ اسْتَغْفِرِي وَتَزَيَّنِي لِعِبَادِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks from paradise, O heaven, be prepared. Do istighfar for my servants. Those who are fasting, you have prepared yourself. So that means for there are people, for them even heaven asks istighfar. That means everything in this world becomes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, ask istighfar for mu'mineen. وَتَزَيَّنِي, decorate yourself. تَزَيَّنِي لِعِبَادِي, be decorated for my servant. فَيُوشَكُ أَنْ يَذْهَبَ بِهِمْ نَصَبَ الدُّنْيَا وَآدَاهَا. you know, these difficulties of this world. Don't think that we are not going to be awarded. Every difficulty of this world is going to be awarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all those difficulties that he's going through in this world, وَيَصِيرُ إِلَىٰ جَنَّتِي وَكَرَامَتِي, that they can reach up to the level that they can take benefits of you, O paradise. Please say salawat one more time. Fifth award for the Ummah of the Prophet. فَإِذَا كَانَ آخِرُ لَيْلَةٍ, last night is really important. Final night. The night when everything is going to be on sale. Especially the maghfirah and the blessing. فَإِذَا كَانَ آخِرُ لَيْلَةٍ غَفَرَ لَهُمْ جَمِيعًا فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Final light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive every sin. All the sins are going to be forgiven. That is why it is said, final night of holy month Ramadan is like Laylatul Qadr. But somebody stands before Prophet, peace be upon him, asking question. So that was good time, alhamdulillah. At that time, people, they used to ask questions. In the time of Prophet and Aima alayhi salam, people, they used to ask questions from Prophet, peace be upon him. So somebody stands up and asks, Ya Rasulullah, Laylatul Qadr, how old? Night of the Qadr. It is said that night of Qadr, all the sins are going to be forgiven. Prophet said, فَقَالَ أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الْعُمَّالِ إِذَا فَزَعُوا مِنْ أَعْمَالِهِمْ وَفُوْ. Don't you see those labors when they complete their duties, at the same time they are being given the salary. So the final day, final night is the night when we will be awarded. That is the time that every labor, every person who was servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the service of Allah during the month of Ramadan, that person is going to be given the salary. Yes, night of Qadr is really important. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. But night, which is final night, is night of award. Prepare yourself that you can take awards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, best of the award. And that is today, brothers and sisters. This is the time that we need to spend every day and night as obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we can take the award in the final days of holy month of Ramadan and final nights. There are few conditions that I will complete with that. Few conditions that are being said in order to take those rewards. Please say salawat. Some people, they have fasting about them. It's been said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ حَبُّهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ الْعَتَشِ. There are some people, those fast, but they do not have anything from this fasting, but they just deprive of their thirst and hunger. They stay hungry and thirsty, nothing else. There's nothing more than that. But there are people, those who go further than that, take real benefits of holy month of Ramadan. In order to take real benefit, it said, and يَحْفُظَ دِينَهُ, protection of your religion during this month. This month is for demonstration of whole religion. Try to practice everything, not only fasting. وَيَسُونَ نَفْسَهُ. Second condition, it is said, you should protect yourself. Yourself has to be protected during this month. يَسِلُ رَحِمَ. Prophet said, you should regard your relatives by calling them, saying them salam, inviting them at home, being with them, spending time with your mothers, parents, your close ones, with loved ones. Give them little time, because they have given you a lot, especially the mother. Spend some time with your mothers. Sit with them. Ask them if they can pray for you. Best of the prayer that is accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is prayer of the mother. If she forgives you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving you. If she's not going to forgive you, believe me, you're not going to be forgiven. Ask her if she can pray for you. And if she has died, make a tawassul of your mother. Mother is best of tawassul before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah for the sake of your mother. One of these silai rahim, sometime visit your grave of your mother. Visit that. That is one of the silai rahim with your mother. Having their majalis, yasil rahima wala yu'di jara. Not to be problem for your neighbors. Be good with the neighbors. Yara akhwanahu. With your mu'mineen, brothers and sisters, try to take care of them. Do ri'ayat of them. وَيَحْزُنُ لِسَانَهُ. Make your tongue as the place of khazana. Protect that. As one protects the treasures, you should protect your tongue. Through this tongue we commit many sins, brothers and sisters. This is a smaller organ, but larger sins are committed with this smaller organ. Let us protect that during this month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, let us remember this personality who departed from this world. Hazrat Abu Talib. The personality who used to take care of the Prophet. Let us look at his practice, how he used to take care of the Prophet. It is said while he was in Shi'b Abi Talib. When Prophet used to go to sleep on his bed, in order to protect the life of Prophet, he asks from Ali, "Oh my dear son Ali, wake up. Go on the bed of Prophet. Ask him that he should sleep on your bed. Change the bed of Prophet." Sometime he was asking from Ja'far, "O Ja'far, you should go and sleep on the place of Prophet." That was protection. This was the guardian of the Prophet, peace be upon him. When Prophet announced about his prophethood at that time, many people, they used to tease Abu Talib. They used to come to Prophet Abu Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. "Oh Abu Talib, look at your son. He claims that he is the Prophet." He became isolated in his life. He became isolated in his life. At the time when he started supporting Prophet, peace be upon him, he became alone in the city of Makkah. That is why he had to leave the city of Makkah. He died in isolation. He died in a situation that people of the Makkah, they had a complete boycott with Abu Talib. But brothers and sisters, Holy Prophet used to depend on this personality. That is why the day he died, and after the death of his wife, Prophet announces the year as Amul Huzn, a whole year of the grief. That means 1 year Prophet was just commemorating and remembering Abu Talib. Abu Talib should not be remembered just one day. But that Prophet, he remembered Abu Talib whole year. Today is the day Amirul Mu'mineen becomes orphan. Today is the day when all the brothers of Amirul Mu'mineen became orphan. But brothers and sisters, this is the month to remember the tragedy of Amirul Mu'mineen as well. As it is said, during this month, Amirul Mu'mineen used to speak with his children sometime. "Oh my dear Hassan, can you tell me how many days of this month remaining?" Sometime to Imam Hussein, O my dear Hussein, can you tell me how many days of this month remaining? This was also a month when Imam Mujtaba became orphan. This was also the month when Aba Abdullah became orphan. A month when Hazrat Zainab and Umm Kulthum became orphan. But be dear brothers and sisters, Hazrat Zainab and Umm Kulthum did not feel that being orphan. While she comes in Karbala on the day of Ashura, when she saw the body of Aba Abdullah, on that day she said, today I have realized that I have become orphan. Today I have realized that Prophet has died. Today I have realized that Amirul Mu'mineen has passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'oon. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّمٌ قَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك على كل شيء قدير رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة لأرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات بالأخص لهذه المرحومة مع الصلوات.